Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav. Welcome to yet another episode of Business and Finance Exclusive on HW News. Let us talk about the shocking Johnson & Johnson scandal of its faulty hip joint implants, which have crippled the lives of thousands of Indians with unimaginable pain, agony and distress. It yet again proves how Indians are treated as third-rate guinea pigs by a mighty American multinational corporation, and how the white skin is at a premium and the brown skin is at a discount. It is yet another instance where, due to the inherent weaknesses in our government and the legal systems, that a giant MNC will go scot-free, despite the pain, agony, suffering and distress faced by thousands of Indians whose only fault is that they trusted the Johnson product, the ASR hip joint implant. It is a grim reminder of the Bhopal gas leak tragedy, where the American MNC Union Carbide got away with the murder of thousands of Indians by doling out a mere $470 million as compensation for the untold and huge suffering of thousands, which sadly continues even till today, even decades after the tragedy struck. And compare that paltry compensation given by the Union Carbide with the recent case of Johnson & Johnson USA itself, where just 22 women have been given a compensation of $4,700 million, that is about 30,000 crore rupees, by a US court for ovarian cancer caused by using the popular Johnson talcum powder, which has asbestos in it. Let us first examine the US chapter of this horrific tale of defective hip joint implants of Johnson before we come to its atrocious behavior in India. Let me remind you at this stage that Johnson is a huge American pharma giant with an annual turnover of $75 billion and major operations and presence in India also. A subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson developed and introduced a hip joint implant called ASR in the US in 2005. It was soon found that the implant had a failure rate of 1 in 8, and thousands of complaints were immediately received by the American government. These faulty implants failed and caused unimaginable pain and suffering to the patients due to infection, fracture, dislocation, bone tissue, muscle damage, disability, and metal in blood, leading to cancer. It crippled the patients for life and inflicted suffering of intense pain and body damage. Their livelihood was lost forever. Even if it was replaced, the ASR had already leaked dangerous toxic fragments of cobalt and chromium in the patient's body with cancerous implications. Patients are not just disabled by the faulty implants, but they also suffer horrible, unbearable pain. As is customary in the US, lawsuits were filed against Johnson & Johnson, and in August 2010, within just 1.5 years of filing of the first lawsuit, J&J issued a voluntary recall of these dangerous implants. Thereafter, in November 2013, Johnson agreed to pay a compensation of $2.5 billion to 8,000 persons, the highest ever for medical device lawsuit in the US. Such cases continued thereafter in America, and in March 2016, yet another US court awarded damages of $360 million to just 5 patients for the pain and suffering inflicted on them. Similarly, another US court ordered Johnson in November 2017 to pay $247 million to 6 patients for not warning them of the potential risk of the defective design of the ASR hip joints. More than 19,000 persons have filed cases against Johnson in USA, and it is said to be trying to settle such cases by paying an average of about $1 million per patient, that is about 7 crores per person by Indian rupees. The proven allegation against Johnson is that it was aware of these products being defective but did not warn the patients and continued the sales. Johnson certainly knew about it but kept quiet. In a similar manner, around the same time, an Australian court awarded damages of $250 million for the pain and suffering caused by Australians who used these implants. They too were handsomely awarded. The ASR tale of Johnson in India is shameful, shocking, and scandalous. That is the India story. Johnson surreptitiously obtained the approval of the product in December 2009 from the Indian authorities. That was obtained by concealing a major material data. They did not inform the Indian authorities that this product had been already recalled in USA and Australia. So when they took the registration, they concealed this vital fact from the Indian authorities, which they were mandatorily required to disclose. And if they had disclosed this material fact, that the product had been already withdrawn in USA and Australia, they would not have got the license to sell it in India. But for the lure of profits, Johnson hid this material fact and thereafter played havoc with thousands of Indian lives. Having illegally obtained this registration of this defective product by hiding the material fact that it was no longer being sold in USA, etc., the company started the rapid sales of this product in India and continued doing so till 2014, at a time when it was facing lawsuits in USA and the product had been banned there. It was a deliberate and conscious act of Johnson to treat Indians as guinea pigs, only for the sake of profits. Indian patients too suffered and continue suffering, and the government of India too received complaints and is said to have set up a high-level committee in 2011 to investigate the matter. Johnson is reported to have adopted evasive and delayed tactics during this investigation. It did not completely and accurately disclose information and was not at all cooperative in the matter of investigation, and it cared the least for the patient's suffering. It delayed only to avoid paying compensation and being held guilty, because as years passed by because of these delays, it could argue that after a lapse of 8 to 10 years, such product failure is normal and cannot be called a defective product. While over 14,000 ASR implants were said to have been sold in India, Johnson puts the figure at merely 4,700, of which it says that just 1,080 persons are traceable, and it has offered to pay a compensation to them of a paltry 20 lakhs per person for the huge pain, huge suffering, disability, loss of wages and livelihood suffered by these thousands of Indians. Unlike in the US, where Johnson faces huge damages for conscious criminal misconduct, in India, it shows no resentment, no rectitude, no responsibility, and is utterly defiant. Johnson is aware that there are no specific rules for compensation to patients in India for defective medical implants and is thus the least bothered. It is taking shameful advantage of this legal lacuna, unmindful of the pain caused to the patients. Surprisingly, nobody even talks of the fact that it fraudulently obtained the license to sell these dangerous implants in India. It thus admits no wrongdoing whatsoever. And in India, ironically, it calls its shocking misconduct as responsible and appropriate. It admits no wrongdoing whatsoever. Johnson refuses to part with material data which is clearly incriminating against it, and has the audacity to say that there is nothing wrong with the ASR hip implants. Johnson & Johnson is clearly adopting double standards, aware that it can do so in India and blatantly get away with murder too. The pain suffering of an Indian is worth a compensation of merely 20 lakh rupees, which is not even enough to cover the cost of treatment of the lifelong illness of the patient. But that American who suffered receives a minimum of 7 crore rupees. This case is truly not any longer merely of patient compensation, but is one of deliberate misconduct of a powerful American MNC, which has profited at the cost of Indian lives and now makes fun of our legal system too. As many patients are now demanding a criminal investigation of Johnson & Johnson, it is a must, and so is an amendment to our laws, so that we are not treated as guinea pigs by these scandalous foreign companies. It is time to take that action. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.